work in progress. This is as true for Pakistan as anywhere else in the world. We are grateful for the committee's expert advice on furthering this common cause. I especially appreciate the candor of our conversation, despite the brevity of our interaction that precluded in-depth discussion. Our shared focus on a vast array of complex subjects is timely and necessary. As highlighted in the second periodic report, our responses to the list of issues and interactive dialogue during the review itself, Pakistan continues to make every effort to strike the appropriate balance to fulfill the needs of our people and achieve our foundational ideals. Ladies and gentlemen, from the perspective of civil and political rights, it remains helpful to remember that Pakistan's efforts of nurturing democratic traditions, inclusive institutions, and social harmony have continued alongside fending off grave threats to our people. The challenges compounded by severe resource constraints, the realities of climate change, and increasingly precarious regional and global situation. With our growing population, providing basic necessities such as food, education, and healthcare has become increasingly urgent yet difficult. In Pakistan, the threat of foreign-funded terrorism remains a clear and present danger. Having suffered tremendously from terrorism in past decades, Pakistan cannot brush this menace under the rug or underplay its risks. Atop these challenges, we must contend with technological transformation and impact of disinformation and misinformation on our predominantly young, energetic population. Esteemed members of the committee, we admire and appreciate the contributions of international human rights organizations to codifying standards that aim to protect human dignity. The standards developed by human rights experts guide our path forward. However, as duty bearers of human rights, we know that guaranteeing, protecting, and implementing human rights obligations is much more complex than expressing commitments and developing laws. Our laws of the land, the rules, and the institutional mechanisms that administer them result from complex process and rich societal discourse. At a time when warnings of black backslidings are becoming increasingly frequent, the need for mobilizing all resources in defense of human rights have never been greater. My delegation seeks neither to exaggerate the significance of work to implement the ICCPR nor to understand the challenges involved. We have sought to engage constructively with the committee's collective academic expertise in the limited time. As I noted yesterday, a large body of laws has emerged in Pakistan since our last review. Implementation has been strengthened through existing and new institutional mechanisms. These are important pointers reflecting the direction of our journey, and we hope that the committee's further advice will enable us to keep moving forward. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias, señor jefe de delegación. Quiero agradecer la presencia y la disposición de la delegación de Pakistán en su persona, señor Malik Muhammad Ahmad Khan, Speaker Punjab Assembly. También valoro la presencia de las organizaciones de la sociedad civil, defensores de derechos humanos, académicos, personas que han aportado a este